guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
So Everton have nearly got their man. £45 million. The deal has been agreed for Gylfi Sigurdsson. He's finally going to join from Swansea. Let's catch up with Everton fan and author David Fahili. Morning, David.
Good morning, kid.
About time, this.
It is about time. It's always been going to that, in my opinion. It was the terms and conditions. Both parties, i.e. Everton and the player, were amenable to the deal. Swansea know we've got the money, so it's now about talking, and it has dragged on a little bit too long, yeah, to be honest. 2 weeks, 3 weeks too long, to be honest.
He makes a significant difference to the team.
He'll make a significance to the team in a team that hasn't got Romelu Lukaku in it anymore, because we need a focus for that. We started the game on Saturday, three at the back, and he started throwing long balls up to a centre-forward partnership of Looney and Sandro, who are both under 6 foot. Well, that's never going to work against Stoke City, ever. So we changed it at that time and we won the game. Fine. But the point being, we've got to have other options. He's not there no more, Lukaku, who used to guarantee you 25 goals a season. So we've got to find a different left goalie. So this fella will help, absolutely.
So how many goals are you expecting from Sigurdsson in a league season?
I don't know. I never do that with individual players, but I'm looking for the team. Start scoring 8s and 10s and 12s around that team. Absolutely, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not pointing any fingers at anyone specifically, but if you're buying those sort of players and you're letting that sort of player go, well, that's what you've got to look for.
Well, he scored 9 goals and he provided 13 assists for Swansea in their last campaign.
He does, but he
also... So if that's replicated, is that good enough?
It is, if it's the kind of goals where he scores. My mate, his dad is the assistant manager there at Swansea City, so I've kind of known him. I've known him for a few years. And that lad there, scores big goals. He scores winning goals against big teams. Well, if that's what he's going to bring to our table, absolutely, 8 and 12 will do us fine. Thanks very much.
Now, we'll say the figure doesn't matter. You know, the player himself will initially say the figure doesn't matter, but you only have to read Paul Pogba's comments today to know that it does matter. It places a significant extra pressure on you. Paul Pogba talking in the papers today about how... he felt that pressure until, of course, that the deal which took Neymar to Paris Saint-Germain. And now he says, it's a burden off my shoulders. It's a lot of money, isn't it? It's the most expensive player on Merseyside.
It is a lot of money, but I don't... In another 12 months, there'll be another two of them because everyone's spending crazy money. But yeah, I take your point. In my opinion, he is overvalued, but so is the whole market, to be honest. So now that we've got money and we're not looking to penny pinch anymore, well, I'm not really bothered. If the fella who's signing the checks is okay with it, well, I'm okay with it, to be honest. It was different when we had to balance the books and sell to buy and all that. Well, no, this would have been off the table just because of the amount of what we'd have had to sell to buy, if you see what I'm saying to you. But no, right now, if Mashiri's signing the checks and he's okay with it, it doesn't really matter to us right now. It's about, honestly, this is going to be a three-year job from where we're looking to go from to where we're looking to go to. It absolutely will not be a quantum leap. So we will invariably go side. We will meander as opposed to just going directly forward, I would imagine, because it's new to us and we've all got to learn as we're going along. So this might be one of those things.
David, there seems to be an obsession in the media and from fans about the financial aspect of every deal at this moment in time because of the size of them. So they're totally scrutinised, aren't they? And we're looking at it and we're going, oh, £45 million. And then fans are talking about net spend within clubs. Are you concerned at all or not about a club's net spend? If you look perhaps at what Everton have done now, if this deal goes through, then they've possibly just spent £50 million in this transfer window.
Yeah.
Is that satisfying enough? Or actually, is that a distraction that we don't really need as fans?
I don't want to talk about the figures. I want to talk about the product. You know, we got Seamus Coleman for £60,000. And if you tried to do that today and wheel it out, to especially last season or the season before in the summer to Evertonians, we'd have gone, what, £60,000? Everyone's spending £80 million. That doesn't mean to say Seamus Coleman's a fantastic player, as good as anybody in that league, in that position. But that doesn't matter because they're not worried about, it's the media. They want the big headline thing.
But there aren't many Colemans about, are there?
No, but the point is they are there. We got Romelu Lukaku from Chelsea's reserves and just sold him for £100 million. So you can do it. It's not about the figure. It's about the, I've just said to you, this is going to be a long job. And invariably, we are likely to make mistakes. That's including transfer mistakes as well. We will make mistakes in games. We will make mistakes in selection. We will make mistakes in decisions within games, I would imagine, because that's what usually happens. So to me, it's not about the money. You can go out and buy a big £50 million, £60 million signing, and it doesn't work out. Look at Di Maria and Man United. They broke the transfer record for them. Didn't work out, though. So while you're screaming for the spending money, I want the product. I'll tell you something. Gareth Barry just left yesterday. If we'd have bought Gareth Barry 10 years ago, that would have been fantastic for me. That's what I'm looking for. Someone who brings it on the park, not a headline in a paper. That's what we need now.
I don't think there have been any mistakes in this transfer window, have there? There isn't anything you've identified that you've thought,
No, because it's early doors. We don't know. We've bought half a team here, kid. We bought half a team who are likely to play all the time. And moreover, our main methodology from last year, i.e. the Barkley-Lukaku axis, is not there anymore. So everyone's just going to have to get used to stuff and start learning stuff and finding alternate ways. So you wouldn't, it's too early to start making judgments on people. But what you'd say is, I would say, standing as an observer, I'd say it's not finished yet. You still need, absolutely, we need a centre-forward physical presence and we need some width and some full-back cover, in my opinion.
Has Sandro shown anything to you that makes you think, wow, we have got a real gem here? Massively talked up, wasn't he, before his arrival?
It's early again, but yeah, I've seen flashes from the kid. Yeah, he can play. But again, I would suggest that if you put a big striker, a strong, experienced striker alongside him, and Looney the same, we will prosper. Because but all of those two players at the moment are having to do that. Because if we launch it forward, they're now trying to be a back-to-goal, fight-for-the-ball centre-forward, and neither of them are that. So basically, if you give someone else that job and let them do what they do, yeah, I can see Sandro prospering, no problem at all. He looks like a player.
So some disappointing news on Ross Barkley this morning, facing 6 weeks out with a torn hamstring. Understood to be a grade 3. I say disappointing news. Maybe he wouldn't have featured anyway. Who knows? But maybe it just puts his future in further limbo.
I think that'll be the end of it for the transfer window now. If that's true, I think that'll be the end of it now. It might be the best thing to happen to him, to be honest. That he does that, then he's got till Christmas, if that's what he wants to do, or wait till next season, or sign the contract. But I think that what it'll do, I personally believe he painted himself into a corner, because both him and Lukaku were the first people who knew we were going to spend £100 million this season. So by not signing it, he painted himself into a corner. How many people, players these days, from any club, any player, sign a contract? And Virgil van Dijk, case in point, signed a 5-year contract, looking to get off 3 months later. You just sign it to go through the thing. He never did that. So in my opinion, he painted himself into a corner from that point onward.
It does make sense, doesn't it? You know, when you say that, you think, you know, they probably sat him down and said, this is our plan, we're going to spend X million pounds, do you want to be part of it?
Yeah.
It's just worth signing on the dotted line, isn't it?
You
can consider
the
future
so.
Later on.
You would have thought so. I think he's been badly advised. That's just my opinion, but I from the very first, I thought he'd been badly advised. They were expecting, like Lukaku, there to be a big rush of people coming to buy him, and that hasn't happened. So again, you've painted yourself into a corner on the basis that these are going to get you out of it, and they haven't turned up. So you yourself are now still painted into a corner, as far as I can see it.
It's a shame.
So I think this injury might be prescient, serendipitous from his perspective, and it's a happy accident. It goes over the transfer window, nothing can be done anyway, and we all move forward from there. It might be the best scenario, to be honest.
Given the number of games Everton have got this season, they probably could have done with Ross as well. I mean, you're entering this Europa League qualifier this week. You'd obviously hope to get through, but you do get through, and you do need a big squad.
You do, and it's going to be three games, especially before Christmas. We've got Croatia next week, and another three, if we get through it, another three group games before Christmas. That'll be away from home. So three at home, three away from home, plus the League Cup, plus the league. And I've just said to you, it's a new thing for us. We've got half a new team. James is injured. Balassi's not here. This is going to be, honestly, it's going to be hard. So yeah, Ross Barkley will be handy as we go forward if he chooses to keep him. And if that injury is true, I think that's likely to be what happens, to be honest.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.